And it's a beautiful morning to say hello to Jody Milford, editor of The Guides, those glossy little gig guides that we see on stands around our region. Jody, what's happening this month?
Thanks, Rosemary, and thanks for having me on 101.5 FM this morning. The April edition of The Caboolture Guide is packed with great stories and entertainment. If you're looking for a fun-filled way to celebrate Easter with the family, head along to the Good Friday Easter Carnival at the Caboolture Showgrounds. It's free. It's a free community event. It's happening on Friday, the 3rd of April, and it goes from 10 a.m. through till 4 p.m. There's a full day of fun lined up. Kids can get up close and personal with amazing animals to you. They can check out a reptile display with live shows. They can even try their hand at archery, which is pretty cool. And you can enjoy live music throughout the whole day. There's also plenty of market stalls, show bags, food vendors. So something for everyone, really.
Good Friday is usually a really, really quiet day. So how great will that be?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's such a wonderful idea and a great opportunity for families to get out there, start the school holidays with a bit of fun. Mm-hmm. And of course, Rosemary, the Easter Bunny is going to be there as well. What more could you ask for? And another significant event for April is, of course, Anzac Day. Now, the 25th of April is a time for all of our everyone in the community to come together and remember the courage and sacrifice of those who've served. In Caboolture, the day will begin with a dawn service at 4:50 a.m. at Bolton Clark Fernhill on King Street. The march will assemble from 8:30 for a 9:30 start, and it'll make its way along King Street to the Caboolture War Memorial, followed by a commemorative service at 10 a.m. Now, you don't have to remember all that because we've got all the details in the magazine. And something for the young ones. Queensland Youth Week runs from the 11th to the 19th of April, and it's all about celebrating young people aged between 12 and 25, their talents, their ideas, and the contributions that they make to our community. City of Moreton Bay is hosting a huge range of free events across the week, with activities like 3D printing and digital design, creative workshops like making your own perfume, plus many, many more. And we've got all those details inside this month's edition. Plus, of course, as I said, school holidays have kicked off at the end of the week. And we've got some great ways for you to keep the kids entertained over the school holidays this month in the Caboolture Guide.
And Jody, I'm just thinking, Jody, with the petrol situation that's happening at the moment, what a great idea that little gig guide is going to keep us all close to home and using a whole lot less petrol than we might have done normally.
Absolutely. There's so much close to home. We don't need to venture out. We can still, you know, enjoy a fantastic lifestyle with great events and doesn't have to be expensive.
Sounds good. Jody, thanks so much for joining us here on Morning Magazine, as you do once a month, and for keeping our community informed and connected. Get out there and get your new gig guide. I told you about it earlier, so they'll be on stands very shortly, I should imagine, if they're not already there.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Rosemary.